Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be talking about doing something special for us as individuals. We all want to look better. We all want to feel better. And if we look good, then we're going to be expected to have the good health that goes with us. But often we forget, especially when we're young, that we have to take care of ourselves so that when we get older, we maintain our looks and we look as handsome and or as attractive as possible. And my guest today, her specialty is how to do a yoga facelift. My goodness, how many of you know people that have gone in and had this nipped and that tucked and so on and so forth? Well, we're going to find out from Marie Vernocke. Whoops, I knew I'd do it, Marie.
Veronique.
Veronique. Nadeau, I'm telling you, I just knew I was going to do it, and I fulfilled my own prophecy there.
There you go.
Marie, you are an absolutely amazing woman, and you've put together this book, The Yoga Facelift, and this is a natural do-it-yourself program for looking younger and feeling better. Now, you're a chemist, and also a licensed anesthetician. Well, you're just really dedicated to making people look good, and you actually do facelift classes at a pharmacy. You have your own cosmetic company. My word, how did you get involved in all of this, especially being a chemist?
Well, it seemed like a natural development at the time, actually. I did teach high school chemistry. Then I was a tech writer, and but I'd always been interested in skincare, and I'd always been interested in cosmetic chemistry as a discipline. I was interested enough that I thought, okay, I'll just go back to school and get my esthetician's license and work from there, because I just didn't see a lot out there that impressed me in terms of mainstream skincare and mainstream looking at the aging process and seeing what we could do about, well, we're all going to age. It's inevitable. Yeah. So what do you do about it that we want to maintain our looks? Of course, we want to be attractive. It's hardwired into us to we want to attract other people. We want to continue to be desirable. But, of course, the mainstream media, again, has you feeling that, oh, you know, after a certain age, I can just write that off because you're just not considered attractive. Only youth is considered attractive. So, hence the great push to get the plastic surgery or the Botox or the whatever in order to make you look young, because beauty, again, is equated with youth. Well, you know, there's a lot more to beauty than just looking young, though admittedly, young is pretty. It has certainly its own attractions, but there are other kinds of beauty. And so my whole approach has been, well, let's see how we can grow into ourselves, maintain our identity, and still be attractive and be happy with ourselves. So It just seemed that natural methods were the answer.
Well, I love what you said in your book, that if you exercise the yoga facelift way, you can be a couch potato and still remain a hot tomato. And I thought, boy, anybody that can come up with that kind of a remark really has, you know, got a lot of sass in them and really loves life. You've got some quotes in here that I found were very good, and one was by Coco Chanel, who was you know, the grand dame of the fashion world for so many, many years. And she said, nature gives you the face you have at 20. It's up to you to merit the face you have at 50.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of Sophia Loren, who woman that is 70 years old and you would never know it. I mean, she's not a saggy baggy, number one. I mean, she's really taking good care of herself. Beautiful skin, beautiful hair. And she has done what I think anyone can do, women especially, and that is age gracefully. For some reason, guys don't have to age gracefully. They can get the wrinkles and the lines, and we think, oh, that's so macho. He looks so handsome. Not with gals. It doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it really doesn't. And I remember this as a friend of mine, who a man who said once, you know, we don't care about how we look. We care about how you look. And I thought, well, thanks. So it is kind of all on us. But, yes, I mean, Sophia Loren is absolutely a marvel, but there's one thing. I was listening to Isabel Allende, who's another grande dame in her own right, talking to Sophia Loren, and she was saying, oh, how do you do it? I mean, you're sitting here eating potatoes and spaghetti, and everybody else is eating salads, and you look fantastic. And Sophia Loren turned to her, and she said, well, it's posture. And so this gets back to what I'm trying to get at in the yoga facelift. It's posture is a huge part of it. It's your physical habits, and this relates to our physical habits in our facial expressions. That is how we relate to the world, how we express our emotions to the world. We fall into physical habits just as we'll sometimes slouch instead of standing up straight. When we slouch, we send a message to the world at large. When we stand up straight, we're sending another message to the world. It's the same with your face. If you're scowling, frowning, and we do this unconsciously a lot, we're sending a message to the world. If we're smiling or we look serene, we send a very different message to the world. So what I want to do for from the neck up is what yoga does for the neck down, which is it teaches you better ways to hold your body. So I'm about teaching people better ways to make expressions with their face. So it's more in keeping with a harmonious, peaceful, happy person. And it translates into, I mean, it really sends a very positive message to the world, which nobody can mistake. So that's Sophia Loren's secret in a nutshell. She says, it's posture, ladies. And she also says, oh, don't make funny noises when you stand up. You know, don't go, oh.
Oh, this is so funny. Don't make funny noises when you stand up. Oh, boy, that brings all kinds of visuals into mind.
Doesn't it? I mean, it's a great beauty secret from a great beauty.
It is. And she has just, I just think she's a stunning woman. But I look at some other people as they evolve through their maturing years, and I think there is that patterning, like she said, with posture. It can make such a tremendous difference.
Uh-huh.
And you will see that. In fact, when someone walks into a room, we're automatically making evaluations about them immediately. Male or female, we're doing that. We're looking at them. How are they standing? What are they doing with their hands? And it really is something that we're not, we may be conscious about someone else, but we don't want to pay attention to ourselves. And that's what we want to do. We want to make it so that there's a conscious application. And I remember someone saying so many years ago, when you frown, that creates a pull on the muscles. When you have a smile, like the Mona Lisa smile, then you're using more muscles, and that's helping to tone the face, and you're not going to end up with those severe lines. And I thought, and that was many, many years ago that I learned that, and I have found that to be very true.
And not only does it affect your muscles and the way you look to the world at large, but it also affects, interestingly enough, very profoundly, how you feel inside. And this has to do with, again, a yoga thing. They're discovering that as you change the physical messages you send to your body, you actually lay down new neural networks. It's called neuroplasticity. And so you do the same thing when you exercise the muscles anywhere, and that includes the muscles from the neck up. You can actually, you're changing your brain. So you're changing not just your looks, but you're changing your outlook, your mental outlook. It's really profound and quite amazing. And I only discovered this as I went along, because in the beginning when I was teaching classes, it was just, well, okay, ladies, this is all about, you know, making sure that you don't get the lines in your face that you don't want. But as I continued to do it, I found that it was really changing me and the way I felt.
Now, men are becoming more interested in having a better look around the face. Men seem to be coming into an understanding that women have had for a long time, that you need to take care of yourself. You really need to do good things for yourself so that you can enjoy a wellness in your life and also look better. And so I think women have presented a very good example for a lot of years, and I think the men may frequently want to follow, but they still, again, they don't seem to have the intense interest that we do.
You know, I get a few men in my classes. The ratio is about 1 to 10. So it's, you know, it's still a minority, because what it is a lot of men don't want to admit that they want these things. Somehow it's not considered manly or something. But what I found is, of course, you know, men are very, very vulnerable to flattery. It works every time.
Okay, ladies, we're getting another lesson here. yes.
Yeah, so you tell them, you just look so good when after you've exercised or whatever it is you want to get them to do. I mean, they're pretty easy to fool, men are.
Well, it does make a difference. Let me bring up a topic you have here in your book, which I had never utilized at all, and fortunately I have good skin and a good complexion. But I have taken care of it. You bring up electrical technology, electrical current. And I can remember someone trying to convince me to use this years ago, and I was very uncomfortable with it. Talk about that technology.
Okay, well, it's actually been around for a long time, pretty much since Edison invented the light bulb. I think the second thing they came up with was, we'll figure out how to sell people on erasing wrinkles with this. So okay, what it does is it sends electrical messages to the brain, it has you physically, your muscles are contracted through the electrical stimulus. Well, the brain works more or less the same way, that is through electrical synapses, and so you can send a message to your muscles themselves directly to tell them to contract. You don't really need a machine to intervene and do that for you. And I think ultimately your results are going to be better if you do something that, you know, is very natural to do. I mean, there have been machines around that do the same thing for your body. Rather than running around the block, they'll have you sit in a machine and you'll be electrically, your muscles will be stimulated to contract. I just don't think it's as effective.
You have photographs throughout your book, The Yoga Facelift, and I was so intrigued with the various things that you did. Let's talk a little bit about lip lines.
Okay.
Now, this is something that if someone is a very heavy smoker, you will almost recognize that immediately, because typically people that are heavy smokers, because of sucking on the cigarette and the puffing, and, of course, the effects of the smoke itself, the tobacco on the skin, but those lines come in, and it's not very pleasant, and that's one of the marks of aging. And that's one of the areas that Botox is used in, you know, people get the puffy lips and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you have a very simple exercise for the upper lip. You go into droopy cheeks. You go into the marionette lines, which, you know, are on the lower part of the face, the outer part of the lips going down to the jawline. And I can remember sitting with someone before you talk about the exercise. This was a few years ago. In fact, it was my sister-in-law, and she said to me, have you ever noticed how older people always look like they're frowning? And I had not paid any attention to it. I said, no. She said, I think it's because the muscles are dying in the face, and everything goes south. And we were sort of laughing about it, but she said, look at it. You think that they're grumpy, and they're not.
Yeah.
But they've got those, the what again, the marionette lines, and it's as if the muscles in the face go down. So let's talk about how we can keep those muscles uplifted so that they don't have to sag and make you look like a frowning bear.
Okay, now there's two different things at work here. Now when you talk about the puckered lip, the upper lip in particular, talking more about a habitual facial expression. And so when you do something over and over again, in this case puckering your lip, eventually you create grooves in the surface of your skin that look like lines. And this is why the brow, you know, if you contract your brows a lot, you get the scowl lines, the so-called Botox lines.
Oh, yeah.
And Botox works for those areas because what it does is it paralyzes the muscle so that you cannot make that expression or you cannot pucker your lip. And the lines go away, which just shows you the direct correlation between using your muscles and the lines that you create in your face. It just shows you how powerful those muscles are. So what you want to do with to address the puckers above the lip is you stop making that expression. You stop puckering your lip. So the exercises are going to help you become aware, first of all, when you're doing it, and it helps to look in a mirror and just, you know, over time, just tell yourself while you're doing this, and you can start to feel when you're doing it, and you can stop yourself. And taking vitamin C is very, very important if you're going to continue to smoke. Now, for the other, the drooping, that is more directly related to gravity, which over time pulls on our muscles, always pulling on our muscles. And so the muscles over time lengthen. They get longer because gravity is pulling on them. When you exercise the muscle, you're toning it up, you're shortening it. So you reduce the sag. It's that simple.
Now, your picture that you have in front of me, I know my audience cannot see, obviously, what I can see. So in the picture, to ease the marionette lines, you have the model with the forefinger curled with the thumb over the line on the side of the mouth. And then you have, with the left hand, the fingers sort of pulling it up, pulling the muscle up.
Okay. Now, it's kind of tricky, you know. You look at it and you go, huh? But what it is the thumb and the forefinger on the on the line itself, just to stabilize that so you're not making that muscle move. And what you're doing is you're isolating the cheek muscles, and you're not pulling, but you're just feeling with your fingers, you're feeling that muscle move up. So it's the gesture, the movement you're making is that you are smiling, but you're using the cheek muscles. Now just go ahead and smile, everybody. Smile. So you can feel your cheeks lifting, right? And you can feel the muscles moving up towards the sides of your face, towards your temples. You feel all that lifting as you smile. Okay. Now, the trick is, so stabilize that area around your lips. So you're going to smile, but you're just going to use your cheek muscle to smile. Okay? You're not going to use your lips so much. And it's kind of hard to do it at first because we're not really used to using that muscle that way. But eventually you'll get it, And so you can just get this nice lift in your cheek. And this is actually one of my favorite exercises. I do it in the morning when I get up. And it's the first sight of yourself in the mirror in the morning. It's just, oh, you know, back to bed or something. But if you do a few of these cheek lifters, you take years off your face just in a few minutes.
Also, you have the upper lip smoothing, which is something you can do. You'd be sitting and watching television and do it, and nobody knows what you're doing.
Oh, a lot of these you can. I always advise people in the beginning when you're just new at it, I used to look in the mirror to make sure that you're not making frown lines or doing something else that is going to make more wrinkles down the road. But you want to isolate a certain muscle group, and you just work on that. And once you've got the hang of it, yeah, you can do them anywhere. Do them in traffic. Do it whatever. I have, you know, my vision is to have everybody in traffic rather than scowling and waving their fists. Mm-hmm. They're all doing the serene brow or something.
Oh, I can just see a bunch of guys looking at that.
That'd be
just great. Let's talk about the eyes for a moment, because that is an area that can make a person, male or female, just look absolutely ancient. I mean, I have seen people with fatigue, you know, the eyes just express it so vividly. Mm-hmm. And you talk about an exercise, palming, and I just think it's fabulous. So tell us about the palming. What is that?
Okay. Well, the palming has been around forever. And what it is you just rub the palms of your hands together, and then you just fit the bottom part of your hand right above your the bone, your cheekbone, and so it's pressing gently on your closed eyelid, and you're pressing gently on your eyeball, and it actually helps to caress the optic nerve as well. So it's extremely soothing. It is a great exercise for people who sit in the front of the computer a lot. You know, take a break every hour or so and just do that for 5 minutes while you're breathing in and out. And big difference.
Yes, and I've used that myself. It has been so helpful. It's just amazing the refreshment that you get with your eyes by doing the palming.
Oh,
just
they're
absolutely marvelous.
Yeah.
Absolutely marvelous.
It really is, and there are a lot of exercises that you can do that actually will, over time, change the shape of your eyeball. I've had women tell me that, you know, they have to go in and get their glasses prescription changed because their eyeballs have changed. Their vision has changed because the shape of their eyeballs has changed because they're using those muscles. So, you know, they're little tiny muscles, but they're extremely important, and we need to pay attention to them.
Now, crow's feet and puffy eyes. You have an exercise for this where you use your first two fingers forming a V. Talk about that.
Okay. So that's the one. Are you talking about the one where where you're going right under the eye?
Well, you've got the two fingers. You've got the one under the eyebrow and the one under the eye.
Oh, okay. Okay, that one. Yeah. So what we have, it's a muscle. It runs around the orbit of our eyes. It's called the orbicularis oculi, and it's a very powerful muscle. And so what you're doing is, And this is kind of an advanced exercise. You probably want to go to one where you just exercise part of that muscle first, like the upward blink. If you just take your two fingers in a V and you put your middle finger at the corner of your nose and then your first finger, index finger, at the corner of your eye, and again, it's just to stabilize, just so that you can feel that muscle underneath working. You're not pushing with your fingers. So now you're just going to blink. You keep your eye open, and you blink upwards. So you're just making that muscle work. And over time, you get good at it. At first, it's kind of hard. You're going, huh, what? Nothing's happening. But if you just keep at it, you make that muscle work. And when you make that muscle work, you know, you get control over those muscles. You can go a long way towards erasing the lines around your eyes that you don't want.
What about droopy eyes? Many women start having this effect with the eyes as they get into their 60s and their 70s. Sometimes it occurs with younger women, but not typically, unless they've had an accident or something like that. Let's address that for the older women of our audience.
Sure. And in fact, that's, again, it's one of my favorite exercises, and it's a really powerful exercise. And it's, again, that orbicularis oculi that runs around the corner or around your whole eye. So the top part of your eye here, if you close your eye, now what you're going to do is you're going to push with your eyelid against your eyeball. So you're flattening your eyeball, or it feels like you're flattening your eyeball. But you're doing it using that muscle. So you're contracting that muscle, and you're pushing against your eyeball. Can you feel it flatten a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and actually you should really be able to feel that muscle there. It's a really strong muscle. And once you've got some control over that, you can feel how strong that is. And that actually helps with the droopy eye tremendously.
Well, you have so many wonderful exercises in here, and they are simple. They're very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an exercise for, you know, the scowl lines. But let's talk for a moment about nutrition.
Okay.
And being able to take care of the skin. You go into a lot of detail regarding the dermal layers, the epidermal layers. There's so much that you discuss. Women often will get liver spots, especially as they get into menopause. Men get them, but again, nobody cares about whether the men get them. It's always we gals. So what is this a reflection of? I mean, obviously it has something to do with hormonal change, but let's address that for a moment.
Okay. Well, if we're talking about the hyperpigmentation, that is usually exposure to UVA. So we're talking about, over time, a lot of exposure. And most people aren't aware that you need to have sunscreen protection. It doesn't just talk about SPF, because SPF addresses the UVB rays. But the UVA rays are the longer wavelengths of light that actually contribute to age spots, freckling, hyperpigmentation, all of that. And most sunscreens aren't addressing that. So you need to have a sunscreen with zinc oxide. It's a great protector against the longer wavelengths. You need protection up to 400 nanometers. And only zinc oxide, among the natural ingredients anyway, will do that.
You go into information about the glyconutrients.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about, you know, antioxidants, anti-inflammatories.
Mm-hmm.
You go into a lot of this. Do you have, also you go into acne rosacea.
Yes.
Which is something that I think many people, men and women both, are affected
mm-hmm.
by. And it's
mm-hmm.
just really very, very uncomfortable for them. So you cover a lot of different areas regarding skin care, not only having the exercise so that there is this very easy way, less than 5 minutes, in the morning when you get up, you can do this for with your face, and yoga facelift is wonderful. What's your website, Marie?
Oh, it's www.marieveronique. I'll spell it. So it's MarieVeronique.com.
Veronique.com. MarieVeronique.com, and we'll spell
uh-huh.
that out again for you. MarieVeronique. VeronIQUE, Yoga Facelift. Marie, it's been a delight having you as a guest on the show, and I wish you continuing success, because I think as we are living longer and longer and longer, we want to be sure we look better and better and better.
Yeah, well, you can look for my second book, too. I'm going to call it Turning Sexy.
Oh, that's a good one. You'll have to send me a copy of that one.
Okay.
All right.
Will do.
Thank you so very, very much, Marie. The Yoga Facelift, Marie Monique Naidu, and we are delighted to have had her. And go and check this out. If you want to look good, it's an easy, inexpensive way of making sure you don't sag and bag where you don't want to. This is Donna Sebo. We are taking a break. Don't you go away now. We're going to be back with more fun stuff to share.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and hey, telephone lines are open if you would like to chat for a moment and let me light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Canadians, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Also, 530-876. 3222. That's 530-876-3222. Don McGee is a grandfather of 4 grandkids. He lives in Georgia, and he decided he wanted to do something very special on his 74th birthday. He said, "I just wanted to make a statement that just because you're old doesn't mean you can't do things." I bet you couldn't guess what he did. At 74 years of age, he did 3,010 push-ups in one day. I can't do 5. 74 and he's 3,010 push-ups. Whoo! My goodness. I guarantee you, that man is going to be around for a while. That is just absolutely amazing. Now, by the way, if you want to give me a buzz, and all I need from you is your first name or initial, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, also 530-876-3222. All I need is your first name or initial, and then I'll give you insights into yourself. I wanted to let you know that tomorrow we're going to be talking to Mary Ann Radmacher. We're going to be talking about how to lean forward into your life. Thursday is going to be an open mic day. I'm going to be sharing all kinds of goodies with you during that hour. And then on Friday, we're going to be talking about the brand new radical. Julia Molden is going to be my guest. Wonderful lineup of people, and we are going to be having a good time. So I invite you to tell your friends and have them come along and listen with you. Also, don't forget that our archives are available for you, that if you miss a show, just know you can go in and listen at your convenience anytime when you feel like it. So just tune in to bbsradio.com, the Donna Sebo Show, and you'll be able to hear any and all of those archives. Now, there's a Sharon Lopez in Dallas, Texas. By the way, if you have a special story, let me digress for just a moment. If you have a special story, something that you would like me to be aware of, send it along to me at my email, donna@delphiinternational.com. Send me an email. Let me know. I just love hearing from you. Anyway, Sharon Lopez of Dallas, Texas, she has a very, very special friend, Elaine Wood, who lives in San Antonio, and she said, "My girlfriend has just got a heart as big as all outdoors. She especially likes to help people that have mental disabilities. And one of the reasons this is so special to her friend, Elaine, is because Elaine's son was diagnosed with schizophrenia when he was a teen. Now, as he got older, he wanted to be independent. And she was able, Sharon's friend Elaine, was able to help her son make the transition from a psychiatric hospital to his own apartment and job. Now, she met other people who wanted to help their own family, members of their family, make that same kind of transition. So she, along with another mother that she had met, whose name was Patsy Cheney, they founded an organization called Home Comforts. It provides mentally disabled adults in San Antonio with the basics they need to live comfortably in their own homes, as well as having a support system, so that they can feel like they're accomplishing things. I think to be able to teach someone to be independent, if they have not known how to do that, or if they are disabled in some way, when they can be encouraged to do that. We have so much available today that enables people on so many levels of disability to have really fuller, richer lives than ever before in our known history. And I just think it's wonderful. But what it really takes is people involvement. And Sharon and Elaine and then Patsy, these are just some of the people that are out there that are making a difference. And they're doing it because they want to do it, not because anybody's twisting their arm. They're doing it because it is really something that brings them a sense of satisfaction in life. And by golly, it is making a difference in the lives of a number of people. So my hat's off to them. I think they're just doing a fabulous job. By the way, again, give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, and 530-876-3222. I had some information sent to me by Richard that was talking about the number 23. And there was a conversation I'd had with someone where they said the number 23 is quite significant. I said, "Oh, really? Why so?" And they said, "Well, let me send you the information." And they did. Let me just give you some points of information about 23, the number 23. The physical biorhythm cycle is said to be 23 days. It takes 23 seconds for blood to circulate through the human body. The male and female each contribute 23 chromosomes during conception. A full turn of the DNA helix occurs every 23 angstroms. The number of joints in the human arm is 23. There are 23 vertebrae in the human body. The ancient Egyptians hailed the new year on July 23rd, the day Cyrus rises behind the sun. The ideal orbit, Clark's orbit, for a satellite is 23,000 miles above the Earth. And the first prime number, wherein both of the digits are prime and add up to another prime number, is 23. The 23rd letter of the alphabet, W, has 3 points up and 2 points down. And the first Morse code transmission is reported to have been, "What hath God wrought?" A big biblical quote from Numbers 23:23. And Alexander the Great was 23 when he cut the Gordian knot, and Caesar is reported to have been stabbed 23 times, and the Knights Templar had 23 grand masters. Isn't it amazing how people will come up with information like that and be able to be observant enough to pay attention to all of that? It's just, it's absolutely amazing. And then I have a quote by a very wise person. It's Thich Nhat Hanh, and this is how it reads. Mindfulness helps us to not be angry at our loved ones, because when we are mindful, we understand that our loved ones are suffering as well. The person you love has a lot of suffering and has not had the chance to be listened to. It is very important to take the time to sit down and listen with compassion. We call this practice deep listening. Deep listening can be used with the practice of loving speech to help restore communication with the people you care about. To listen like this is to give the other person a chance to empty his or her heart. If you can keep your compassion alive during that time, even if what the other person says is full of accusations and bitterness, it will not touch off irritation and your anger in you. Listen in order to help the other person to suffer less. I thought that those words of wisdom, and that was sent by Cheryl, they're just very good words. In my class on Saturday, we were having interactive discussion and communication and problem solving, and one of the individuals in the class had made a comment about how there were certain people in their working environment that just irritated them no end. They just found themselves absolutely becoming agitated. And we were able to interact and communicate about this and the fact that this person maybe did need to listen, but also had to be aware of the fact that it was their response to what was going on that was creating more agitation for them than for the people around them. They were getting so caught up in these other individuals' reactions and decision-makings and other things that were going on that they were losing sight of their own control and empowering themselves to keep calm, empowering themselves to realize what they could change, what they couldn't change, and to recognize that a lot of the irritation was there because they had developed the habit of allowing that irritation to develop. And so often we do develop those habits. Goodness, I know I've had to deal with them off and on throughout my life. And I think that's something that takes, again, mindfulness. It takes mindfulness. We really need to pay attention to what's going on. Have you ever noticed how you can switch from a feel-good feeling to be down in the dumps in a split second? All it takes is maybe someone saying something or a moment of doubt, a dark shadow in your head of thought, and then all of a sudden you've done this wheelie that takes you in reverse. The thing to do is, if you see this happening, is to put the brakes on and say, "Whoa, wait a minute, I've got to take charge here." Be able to recognize it, because otherwise it'll take you on a journey into Never Never Land if you're not careful. And then you're carrying this around with you all day long. So it's very important to shed our mental skin sometimes that we allow to develop around ourselves, so that we can create a flexibility and an openness in our lives that we wouldn't have if we didn't shed it. So it's very, very good to be aware, again, that mindfulness. It's a powerful word, and it's a word that does a tremendous amount of good when we remember to use it. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. We're going to be back after this. Telephone number to call in if you'd like for me to light up your life with a little bit of intuitive insight, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Also, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Hello, this is Dr. Richard Petty, the author of Healing, Meaning and Purpose, and creator of the RichardGPettyMD.com website. I am thrilled and delighted to tell you that starting February 7th, 2008, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, I'm going to be joining my friend Donna Sebo on her show on bbsradio.com. We're going to do this every month, and I can guarantee you that we're going to be sharing new information and new concepts that will astonish and inspire you.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. I was given some information about Social Security the other day, and I wanted to share it with you because apparently, according to an officer that I met at a Social Security office, many women do not understand very much about benefits, and that sort of surprised me. But I was given some information, and I thought, you know what, I really would like to share this with those of you who are listening, because Social Security plays a very important role in so many of our lives. And goodness, nearly 60% of the people receiving Social Security benefits are women. Why is this the case? Women outlive the men, generally. And in the 21st century, more women work, pay Social Security taxes, and earn credit towards monthly retirement income than at any other time in history. When they drew up the laws for Social Security, they didn't have any idea that women one day would be as a substantial part of the workforce as they are today. Now, a lot of women in our world will spend most of their adulthood in a career or a job outside of the home. Some might work just for a few years, raise kids, and eventually return to work. Some may not choose to work at all. However, it's very important that as women, we understand that Social Security is there and that it offers the basic level of protection to women that have, well, maybe they wouldn't even know otherwise that this is available. Now, they know, women know that when they pay taxes into the Social Security system, they're providing for their own benefits. And also, something that a lot of women don't know is that their husband's earnings can give them Social Security coverage as well. Women who do not work are often covered through their husband's work and can receive benefits when they retire, when they become disabled, or, you know, when they pass away. Now, the protection for women over the last recent 10, 12 years has been becoming more and more strong. And the example for this is that the amount of benefits for a surviving spouse, and, you know, it's, that was something that was really causing a lot of concern. So benefits for disabled spouses was increased, and economic protection for divorced women improved with the removal of the requirement that the divorced wife must be dependent on her husband. Also, the number of years a couple must be married in order for the divorced spouse to qualify for benefits decreased. Now it's 10 years. That is the minimum amount of time regarding Social Security benefits if there is a divorce. And women also need to be aware of other aspects of the Social Security program, They need to know about providing Social Security coverage for anyone they may hire as a household worker or a child care provider. And they need to know information about what needs to be done should they change their name. And it's not meant to cover all of your financial needs. Social Security was never set up to be that way. But planning for the future can be very, very important. So I recommend that as a woman, and it's something that men need to check in too, but for you gals that don't know about Social Security, go to socialsecurity.gov. They will send out to you, the Social Security Administration, a booklet that is titled What Every Woman Should Know. And they will get that to you. It is free. And you can also go online to www.socialsecurity.gov and you can print something out if you want. There is also a special area just for women. And when you do socialsecurity.gov, do a /, and type in women. And then the rest of the information will be coming up for you. So I think that's pretty important, and I think it's something that you should be aware of, and it will take just a little bit of time. And if you don't understand what you're reading, then always feel free to call the offices. There are some wonderful people working there that will be glad to inform you, to educate you about what you need to know and what you need to do for yourself. And if you are working and you are paying Social Security benefits, you need to be aware that they will, after a certain age, then they will send you reports on a regular basis as to what your retirement benefits will be. Obviously, the more money you make, it's the same for a woman as it is for a man, the more money you make, the more benefits you will receive when you apply for your Social Security. Also, there's a breakdown according to the year when you were born. Now, I know there's a lot of talk about the Social Security system being in trouble and a lot of things going on there, but it still pays to be educated. It still pays to be aware, because I don't think it's going to be disappearing anytime soon. How do you like all those prices at the gas pump? Well, I don't know about where you are, but here in the Pacific Northwest, we are seeing prices as high as $4 a gallon. So I came across some information about how you can make your car perform more efficiently, and I thought I would just share this with you. Check your tires. I'm terrible about this, but it's really something that I really should do more frequently. You need to be aware that if your tires are underinflated, it makes your engine work harder. So if you can check your pressure regularly, especially during cold weather, and of course here in the Pacific Northwest, we've had hail, we've had snow, we've had freezing temperatures, and then it goes up into the 50s and 60s. One day it got up as high as the 70s, and then we plunged down into freezing temperatures. So the tires, how they're inflated, really does make a difference. Also, try to be smooth when you start and stop in traffic, because your engine will use more fuel if you jerk or if you accelerate too fast and that type of thing. So just keep it smooth. Your fuel efficiency will be better. Also, if you find you're going to be waiting more than 3 minutes, turn off the engine. Idling wastes fuel and boosts the CO2 emissions. And engines are meant to run efficiently at ignition. Race-style revving is wasteful. Maybe you've got one of these old classic vehicles, but even then, they should run really silky smooth. And most cars in today's world don't need warm-ups unless you've got something specifically wrong with your automobile. And they really don't need it if you just take it easy until the engine gets to its normal temperature. It's going to just go along really nice. And a cooled engine does take longer to reach its normal temperature. So if possible, keep your vehicle indoors so it won't, it won't be a problem for the vehicle to start up. Now, if you're in Alaska, of course, you always have something that you're hooked up to make sure your engine stays warm. Otherwise, it freezes up. And also, don't carry heavy weights in your vehicle all the time. An empty trunk means less work for your engine. And air conditioning hurts fuel efficiency. Opening windows increases the drag. Best bet, keep your air conditioning low or just crack your windows. All these little things. And driving at 60 miles per hour uses 9% less gas than driving at 70 miles per hour. People suggest shifting to a manual or going to a hybrid. Thank you, I'll stick with my automatic because I really like it. But that can be more fuel efficient if you have a manual transmission than an automatic. Also, there are hybrids like Toyota's Prius, Honda's Insight, or Ford's Escape. They have what they call a CVT transmission, which works like an automatic, but uses a lot less gas. Oh, and a tip, fill up your car with gasoline in the morning when the car is cool, because then you're going to find that you don't have gas vapors in your tank, and the fuel won't expand on you. So in the cooler temperatures, you'll get more gasoline in the tank than you would if you filled it up later on in the day when the temps are warmer. Donna Sebo here. We are out of time. It's been an absolute delight sharing this hour with you. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow we're going to be leaning forward into life, which is the best way to go. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.